jingle bells are jingling, the streets are white with snow, the happy crowds are mingling, but there's no one that I know. I'm sure that you'll forgive me if I don't enthuse. I've come down with those Christmas blues.
Good afternoon. Jump the gun. Let's go. I'm ready.
There's not a store that I've missed.
Good afternoon.
All right, that was a start.
Yeah.
Up top.
Yeah.
Did you guys just Eiffel Tower me? Is that what just happened?
A little bit.
Without the penetration, but you know, in spirit, we just Eiffel Tower.
Penetration's a
good word.
Could have
used more penetration. Not going to lie. I hate the word penetration.
I love penetration.
I'm sorry, I don't like it. Penetrating the skin, penetrating the pubic region.
No. Penetrating is weird. Penetration is kind of a cool word.
The act of penetrating.
Go to hell, Zach. How about that? How do you like that word?
Penetrate.
How do you like that?
Penetrate.
I'm already here, guys.
I want you to penetrate into the depth of the earth and land in hell.
That's about right.
Please.
Like Pacific Rim style. Just fall to the crevice.
But he is right about one thing. This is hell right now with all these friggin' decorations.
No, you're wrong. Who hurt you as a child? Don't answer that. We don't have time.
I gotta say, so we're sitting here in Nico's Christmas decorated basement, tree to my left.
We are sitting in our winter wonderland.
Yes, yeah. Nico and Zach's winter wonderland. That's what this is.
Do you
right
like
now.
Our tree, by the way, Nick?
You know,
it's a humble tree.
It's a cute little tree.
It is humble.
It's that's a fixer upper.
What do we name it? Polly the poly tree.
Polly the poly tree. That's right. Polly the poly tree.
You know,
well, it's not good. It's a poly tree.
Yeah,
that's what it's called. It says it's all in the box.
This
poly.
This
have a holly poly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
You guys bring a whole new meaning to jolly and gay. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very happy.
By the way, I've been
time.
Planning that joke since I got here.
That's pretty good. That's a solid joke.
You're planning that joke. Oh,
like,
a waste of time.
On the ride here. Yeah, I was like, ah.
That's pretty good. So we have added. I'm going to take some pictures and tweet it out at some point. Maybe when I release the show tomorrow. I'm
to
gonna,
who?
To my our five listeners. Oh. And they're going to enjoy it.
Hey, Drangula.
Drangula will love it.
Happy holidays.
He really will.
I don't know if he's Jewish or something, so. Happy holidays is the safe presumption.
What if he's okay.
So, we're getting edgy today. We're getting political, like South Park here.
Oh, good.
You know, those didn't droop as much as I thought they were going.
Yeah. One of our...
I like the Star of David on top of our tree.
Yeah.
It's a snowflake.
There are literally multiple stars of David within the snowflake.
I don't see a single Star of David. Oh, I see one.
That's
star
a fair
of David.
Point.
There's two of them.
That's not a star. That's not like a traditional, like... No, that is a Star of David because it's what... Oh, no, it's still five-pointed, but no.
No,
still...
no, there's 2 6-pointed stars.
Oh, it is 6-point. No, it's not.
Can
oh,
you
yeah,
count?
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Can you count?
Oh, yeah, the middle one is 6-pointed. Yeah, I'll take a picture of that. We have our stockings hanging up for each of us for our holiday party we got coming up. One
Mine
of the ferns
so
fell off the
when
tree
When is the holiday
already.
Party, by the way? Have
I
we planned
know.
A date?
I know.
Who's coming?
No. We have
we have some people coming.
We got some plans. We do.
We have three people.
Yeah, so far. In addition to us. It's not just us. Keep going, Zach.
I don't know what I was gonna say.
I love this.
I lost it.
I don't know what I missed.
Please don't do that.
No, I don't know what
no,
I missed. But
please.
We need to go back.
No, we're gonna cut that out of the podcast. Okay.
No, that requires effort.
Action. Okay.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
I saved you trouble later.
That's funny. You were saying plans, things, and plans.
Oh, our grand plans for that.
Oh, yeah, what are these?
Yeah, we're
okay.
Grand.
So, we have the lights circling.
Yeah.
Okay. Really... And by the way, Nico, the rainbow ones over here look so much better than the white.
I think you're right. We had the white zebra, but then we put the tree up and we put white
and
lights on the tree.
Too white.
Well, too white.
Yeah, so I
which is something you can say about our basement quite often.
Yes.
Really,
so I hung. Well, so we
I
hung
thought you wanted this to be a winter wonderland.
That's true.
So we hung up those ones to give it a little softer feel. It's true. It was too harsh.
No doubt.
You need the softer lights.
Those colors were clashing, man. They were clashing.
And then we're going to go get wrapping paper and line the walls.
Coat the walls with holiday cheer.
You guys just straight have dicks in your asses. That's it. Are you gonna get the glittery kind with like fairies on it and shit?
Some
like,
of them might be. Maybe some sugar plum fairies. Sugar plum fairies.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to bring over mine.
What?
My Batman one.
Oh, you're wrapping. That's all right. Yeah, we're gonna buy in bulk. Just rolls and rolls of wrapping paper.
You going to Costco?
Yeah, we're gonna. As a matter of fact, we are.
No, we are.
And we are going to.
Oh no, you're laughing.
I know.
We're going to Costco.
All of these walls, Nick. All of them. Wrapping paper throughout the entire thing. We did the math.
Well, no,
on
we're
it.
Stopping there, right?
No, we're going.
You're going all the way.
We're going
all
to the
way,
door.
All the way.
We're going to the door back there.
Oh, I thought we were okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll
okay.
The whole thing.
I gotta say,
yeah, let's go.
I gotta say, probably will be an improvement.
Oh my god.
Oh, 100%.
Because
you leave them all year.
Yeah, because you forget, because you look at the walls and you see the dicks and the racial slurs drawn in, and you just.
And the tits.
Yeah, the tits, and you just.
The no-hanging titties over there.
Yeah.
And more dicks.
Yeah. And even more dicks.
Like, just when you think you've seen all the dicks.
There's another dick.
You see another
dick. One. Oh man, we should illustrate this for people. My basement, we don't have any sheetrock or anything. This is just the old insulation.
I'm just proud he knows sheetrock.
Yeah, I know.
That. I don't.
I can build stuff.
What?
I know how to
build a snowman.
Exactly.
Doesn't have to be sheetrock.
So over the 10 years down here, you're able to carve drawings and things like that into the wall, and
right.
Some of my brothers,
which everyone has.
Friends.
Everyone has.
Yes, everybody.
I like
has
how you say your brothers' immature friends and not your immature friends.
No, I've my draw, brothers. Did you
I've
draw
drawn
dicks?
Many a dick.
I've
a dick?
Drawn several dicks.
I've drawn many a dick.
Okay,
on this wall.
Fair enough. Just my friends, just friends in general.
Guests at your home have drawn dicks.
It's soiled my wall.
It's a rite of passage. When you come into Nico's basement, you have to draw a dick on the wall.
It's like the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Exactly.
You know how they like carved like a signature or their handprint in.
Yeah.
That's what this is. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So that's our holiday plan. It's going to be really fun.
I'm trying to figure out what these numbers are.
That's beats. It's like beats in a measure.
We're recording beats
yeah,
in a measure.
Let me open that. Yeah, this is the time. This is the timestamp. Okay. Yeah, we're good.
So that's very interesting. Yeah. We switched over. Was it last week where we lost everything? 2 weeks ago we lost everything?
Yeah. And then I did another podcast this week on the Nico Show, and I lost a bunch of stuff, too.
Yeah, Audacity, I'm sure he's bitched about enough, but gave us problems. So
yeah.
We're trying GarageBand out right now
yeah.
And Audacity at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, we have both running.
GarageBand, the sound recorder of the Allies, as opposed to...
We're actually... we're doing
as
a...
opposed to the Nazi recorder that
oh,
has Audacity.
Oh, right, right. Interestingly enough, I'm sure it was designed in Japan.
Probably.
Which is... not the Allies. I don't know if you remember. I don't know if you're paying attention in your history class.
Yeah, it's been a while. Hey.
Bet you Audacity was made in America. That's why it's probably so poor.
Probably. Okay. Yeah, so the holidays are in full swing. We're having a great time. I'm having a great time, at least.
I'm having a good time. Nick clearly hates everything happy and joyful.
I just like ruining yours.
Bah humbug.
Bah humbug.
We Nick. Have our nice tree.
What is a humbug?
It's something you buy.
Why does it bah? Is it like a sheep?
Bah.
Bah.
That is an odd expression. Like, does a humbug...
We only use it during Christmas time, too.
Well, yeah. Well, it's from Christmas Carol.
I know.
But do you think Charles Dickens came up with it, or do you think it was a thing that
they
used
to say?
It was
improv.
Improv. Like how Dr. Seuss made up a bunch of words. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Look up what a humbug is.
I'm good. Bah.
Is it like a...
humbug.
It's like a bug that's like really into yoga, and he just does a lot of tai chi. I'm gonna sting this bitch.
When we're
it's a humbug.
When referring to a person, a humbug means a fraud or imposter, implying an element of unjustified publicity and spectacle.
Oh, so the ghost, he's saying bah humbug to the ghost or something.
Maybe.
I don't
know. Oh, so and then it goes on to say
go on.
In modern usage, the word is almost associated with Ebenezer Scrooge, a character created by Charles Dickens. His famous reference to Christmas. Bah. So
oh,
bah.
He's saying Christmas. Is
he's saying Christmas
a
is a humbug.
Ah.
And then bah is just something he said, like bah. Like yeah. It's like Homer's dough.
I see. I gotcha.
Interesting.
Gotcha. But that makes sense.
We all learned something.
That's a little history for you.
We all learned something.
We've
learned. The more you know, knowledge is power.
But guys, the real treasure is the friends we made along the way.
Shut up.
Is this a segue? Into, okay.
It can be.
I want to get right to
it. We planned that segue.
Because I got a whole hour of stuff to talk about here. We watched for this episode of Why Is This a Thing, a very Murray Christmas recently.
And a Murray Christmas it was.
Oh my god.
It was great.
Let's...
Oh my Bill.
Okay. All right, let's get going. On Netflix, this past weekend, the Christmas special starring Bill Murray, directed by Sofia Coppola. Zach.
Yes.
Give me your hot take, because I have a lot to say.
My hot take. Okay. It is a Christmas tradition now. I have to watch it. I'm gonna have to watch it, like, probably every Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's so great.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it so much.
It was fun.
It's perfection.
It's just under the claymation movies for me. So it goes A Christmas Story, all the claymations except Little Drummer Boy, because fuck Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
Well, right? Christmas Story is number one for you, huh?
I love A Christmas Story.
I love it too.
I took a quiz that said, how well do you remember A Christmas Story? Mm-hmm. It was like 50 questions long, and I got 100 on it.
Okay. Better Christmas movie, A Christmas Story, or Die Hard?
Christmas Story.
That or Batman Returns.
Christmas Story.
That or Elf.
Christmas Story.
All right, fair enough.
Christmas Story.
You passed the litmus test or whatever it is.
The litmus test?
Litmus.
Litmus.
What?
Litmus.
Mary Litmus.
That's what chemists must say. Oh, I bet you so many smug chemists while pulling out the wedgie that they just got.
They'll just pull out this little piece of paper in your head.
Have you litmus. Seen the chemistries?
Oh my god, that was a
have you seen these?
Snowfall, like, instead of the I mean, Christmas tree?
Instead of Christmas tree, it's a chemistry.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's pretty cool.
That's pretty good. It's too clever for me, though.
of course it is.
I just want to
shove... If anything's remotely clever,
I just want to shove a nerd in a locker when I hear that thing. I'm just like, fuck you guys.
How are you going to shove yourself in a locker?
No, as someone that has... listen, that has been shoved in many a locker...
You have not been shoved in a locker.
At least
that one. That is not a real thing that
that's
happens.
That's not something that happened.
I was. Maybe by, like, friends that, like, liked me, not bullies or anything.
No, I'm talking about by bullies.
No, fucking...
I've shoved people in lockers, but that's because they said, oh, I bet you can't...
I'm talking about, like, you're awkward, you can't stand up for yourself, they shove you in a locker, and you slowly grow disdain for the world, and then you eventually decide, to, like, you know...
I know exactly where he's going with this, and you
shut up
stop.
At school! Okay, I said it, fine.
No, I was never that, but I've been shoved in lockers. No, I don't like chemists. Continue.
I lost it again.
Okay. I have to ask you a question about this tree.
Me?
Real quick.
Oh, any of us? Okay, why? What's
this
up?
This is a fake tree, right? Yes.
Yes.
I see the box there, so I'm putting two and two together.
We got it for $20 at Walmart.
What a steal.
I know.
Right?
It's
a 6-foot artificial tree for $20.
The tree, you know, it's a short tree, but it's taller than
we
me.
We were going to get the 4-foot pre-lit one,
yeah.
But then we decided against it because we get 2 more feet.
Yeah,
and half the fun is putting the lights on.
Yeah, we light it on our own. It came out pretty.
Oh, the lights weren't already on it.
No,
you guys actually put
no.
The
you know
in.
Who did that? Oh. Megan.
Megan put the lights on.
Megan put the lights.
Megan
on
put
the
lights on. She did a good job.
Megan. I know you're listening. Megan.
She doesn't. Shh,
she's definitely not.
Shh, guys. Megan, I know you're listening.
She only listens to ones I talk about her on.
We're
okay.
We are talking about her.
Megan, you did a lovely job.
She was complaining the entire. Oh, I just noticed there's a bald spot of lights.
Megan, you did a horrible job.
No, like,
cover your bald spot, Megan.
No, but when we no, just put an ornament there. It's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Do you see it though? Right there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you see it?
Yep.
It's right here.
I do. I definitely do. Yeah. No. Definitely. Yeah. Like, we got to cover that. We got to make up for her horribly shoddy work. That's right.
Her shoddy craftsmanship.
Oh, just horrendous. It's an embarrassment to all Christmas
trees. You know, now the lights are hanging off. They don't look like they're actually part of the tree.
That is worse than the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Fuck you, Charlie Brown. God damn it.
Have you seen that SNL sketch?
No.
Where they do the Charlie Brown live stage show and Al Pacino is playing Charlie Brown. And so
Does he start yelling at Lucy?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just like the adult version. Oh, shit. Fuck you. Whatever. And Lucy just says, I think Rosie O'Donnell plays her. I mean, these are all characters, not actually them. But they go, fuck you, Charlie Brown. And that's the name of the special.
That's very took me off the topic I wanted to go on, but I appreciate it still for the Al Pacino.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So
she got a big ass.
I wanted to ask you guys: do you always get fake trees for your family's Christmas?
Yeah.
We in my house we had a fake tree for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm. The same tree?
The same tree.
That's just a good deal. They're like $100, but 15 years, that's...
Oh, no, we probably spent like 20 on it.
Oh.
But we used it.
That's amazing.
And we took good care of it, too. But then Patty moved in, and she always used to get real trees.
You ever noticed?
She went out last year, actually, decided, oh, I'm going to fucking buy a tree. So we came home, and there was a real tree sitting on a fucking house.
You ever notice? It's never the other way around. It's never, oh, my family always grew up with the fake trees, so we're going to do that. No. It's always those assholes coming in.
These traditional. They're going,
I have a real tree every year. So guess what? Fuck your tradition. Yeah,
Paul
real
Bunyan
tree.
Walking
well,
in.
No.
Ready?
The reason I ask, though, is because Michaela is one of those. And this year, she insisted that I go pick her up.
So you go get a tree.
So I went with her, and we picked out a fucking tree from a farm, strapped it onto my car, and then I carried it in.
Yeah. We went tree picking. What do you? I don't even know what you call it.
You have your little basket. You just kill them.
I like this one. No, we
eat
went
one every three.
Every three in the basket, one for me. Three in the basket, one for me. No, we went and picked out our own tree when I was very young. My mother. We went with my mom.
Hmm.
And I don't remember it, but my dad loves telling the story about...
Oh, gosh.
Because apparently this was the reason we got a fake tree. We went... It was me, my sister...
I just want to comment real quick. What can go so horribly wrong?
You're about to find out. You are about to find out.
This is the reason.
It all changed when we got the real tree.
It all changed when the Fire Nation attacked.
It was me. I think my grandmother was there. Okay. My sister, my mom, and my dad. And we went to go pick a real tree. Oh. My sister hated it because she hates everything.
Accurate.
So I decided I'm going to throw snow at her the entire fucking time. This is what my dad said. I don't remember this, but apparently I'm throwing snow at my sister the entire time. We're walking up the fucking mountain.
Traditional brother-sister relationship.
Of course.
Accurate, yes.
I shoved snow in my brother's face. Oh, we never threw snowballs. We just sort of mushed it in there, tried to give each other frostbite. That was the goal.
I shoved my face in my brother's snow because he lifted me up and did it. And yeah, it was sad.
So we're walking up this fucking tree.
It's almost as sad as Bill Murray on Christmas.
Christmas blues.
So
I'm sorry. I just want to hear Zach's story. I'm breathing in anticipation.
So we're walking up the fucking mountain.
Up the mountain.
Yep. I'm throwing snow at my sister.
You're like the Yodeling guy at Price is Right.
I guess my mom was decided, oh, I'm going to try to look nice, and she wore fucking high heels. Mind you, there was like 6 inches of snow on the ground.
Jesus.
My dad's cutting down the tree. The tree falls, starts going down the mountain by itself.
That's great.
So my dad has to chase after it. He's dragging the fucker down. He throws it in the car, gets home. He puts it, like, in the stand. Like, 3 days later, it's fucking dead.
Oh. So, serious?
Yeah, oh, yeah. So
what happens when they die? Do they just, like, turn brown and, like, dry up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah.
You're supposed to water them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did they not?
No, they did. It just still died.
Oh, okay.
We don't know why. We think it had like a tree disease.
There are tree diseases.
No, there are tree diseases.
Tell me more.
In New Zealand,
they eat the trees out.
When I went to New Zealand, there was a terrible disease spreading across New Zealand, killing the native trees.
Oh my!
The
tree plague.
Basically,
that's very sad.
They actually think it's a prehistoric disease,
like the Lorax,
because they found these trees. They were
not like the Lorax. We chopped all those trees down in the
Save
Lorax.
The trees.
Real quick, New Zealand history lesson, okay?
Please tell
There's
me.
This tree.
Called, oh God!
Get ready. There's this tree called.
And then tell us about the bunnies.
The Cody tree. It is the oldest living trees in the world are in New Zealand. Okay,
mm-hmm.
They're Cody trees. They found old Cody trees that
Who
were
is Cody.
They're pronounced Cody. It's a Maori thing. Yeah, I know. You hate me.
Who
Anyways.
The fuck is Cody? That's what I want to know. Who is this Cody bastard?
Secret agent Cody Banks. Don't talk about it.
He's one of like the 10 white guys with goatees in The Hobbit. You know? He's just... You forget his name. You got Aragorn and Oregon and
Cody.
And
Oregon.
Origami? Is that what you
Origami. Fucking Excelsior.
Kimono.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Cody tree.
Zuko.
Well, they dug up fossilized ones that were, like, buried in, like, bogs. and they think that brought the disease back.
Oh, that makes sense.
So they think it's a prehistoric disease.
Made it's the ring. It's definitely the curse of the ring.
You're right.
I think it definitely is.
The tree ring.
How did we get off of A Very Murray Christmas?
Very true.
Can I... Wait, no. What was that pattern?
I think...
We never fail to get off topic. That's the pattern of this show. I don't...
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. Can I get on my soapbox for a second?
Please, do you want my soapbox to stack on top of your soapbox?
Yes, I would like multiple soapbox. Thank you.
There it is.
What does a soapbox look like?
It was like a crate.
Yeah.
Just a regular crate?
They put oranges in them.
Why? But that's their orange box.
No, they used them to carry soap.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, they took them off.
Was it those traditional like wooden crates?
Yeah, that they would put on like ships to like transport. And then
it wasn't just soap they were transporting on those.
But
those
they
boxes.
Were called soap.
No. You don't understand. Trading ships exclusively carried soap.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Such a precious commodity overseas. They didn't have salt making capabilities anywhere else. All right, I have to make a love letter right now to Bill Murray, and I don't think it's something that I don't talk about enough.
You know, he's not gonna read it.
Well,
he's gonna throw it in the trash.
You might.
He'd be the type of guy to read it and fucking respond.
He would. He would.
Or he'd be the type to be like, I can't be bothered with this. You know?
Yeah, maybe.
Either or.
As much as I talk about Bill Murray on my podcast, I don't think I talk about him enough. Because, listen.
You talk about him that much on your
podcast? I talk about him quite a bit. But I'm going to talk about him more here. Because Bill Murray is a god among men. And I don't think there's any other way of understanding it. I love mysterious figures. I love people like Prince, for example. No one knows anything about Prince.
The artist formerly known as the artist formerly
right?
known as Prince is now... called the artist formerly phoned with Sprint.
Yes. Banksy.
Have you not seen that video?
Fucking Banksy and his masks putting graffiti all over New York City.
Oh, Banksy.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Mysterious figures. Bill Murray, for me, is the greatest of those figures. And here is why.
He's actually the leader of Anonymous, secretly.
I feel like he got to the leadership position because he joined it accidentally. And just like... Also, I'll stay. I'm gonna stay.
This is what the Writers Guild is.
This is mine. That's now. What Jordan, and then he just took it.
Also, this is the club Jordan Moffat belongs to. This is all the meetings.
Is he in the Writers Guild?
Yeah. That's how he gets all those free movies.
So, like, he's in the same club as Bill Murray.
They're all in that same club.
That's kind of cool. I didn't realize how big of a deal that was.
They have weird sex parties.
Do they?
I don't believe so. Because
I'll join.
I'm sure you would.
Try anything twice.
I don't really know.
Well, because the first time you hate it. I mean, right? And the second time.
So
I gotta adjust.
So, yeah. So not only... Oh, God.
Gotta adjust to new things.
So not only is Bill Murray a comedic genius, not only is he a wonderful performer and actor and comedian and just everything, he's perfect at that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he also has invented this persona of this mysterious figure that lurks in the shadows. And there's... So it feels like in one area, he's your friend. But in a whole other light, he is this guy that we know nothing about. He's Zorro. He's...
Zorro.
He's Zorro. He's any of these guys.
You compare him to the Spanish superhero of Zorro. Yeah. I don't even know if I want to call him a superhero.
What is he? He's a vigilante.
He's Batman. He's whoever you want to say. Okay,
Zorro mean Fox.
That's Bill Murray. What? What?
What?
Okay. But
no,
we all know the story of when Bill Murray went up to someone, ate their French fry in the middle of nowhere, and just went, no one will believe you.
And walked
right away. Okay, that
now,
is...
Here's the thing, though. I want to believe that, but I don't know if it really happened.
That's the thing. Okay, so here's what we know.
Here are the facts.
Here's what we know. Fact. Like Professor Clouseau in the Pink Panther movies. Fact.
That might be your closest impression of anything.
Ever.
Maria Cabarelli was murdered. Fact. Someone murdered Maria Cabarelli.
See, now you took it too far.
Okay.
That's actually still pretty good, considering.
We know he has done some of these things.
Yeah.
We know that he has played some of these pranks on people, because there's many stories.
Photos, too, for some of them.
Yeah. Okay, what that has created, though, is this genre of folk... stories and passed down. We don't know
legends,
which ones are
maybe.
They're legends. We don't know. He is a living legend in the truest
he
sense
is
of
Paul
the word.
Bunyan.
He is.
He's
Johnny
Appleseed.
Did we just
go over this?
Yes. Yeah, we really did.
Okay.
you know, some of these stories...
Johnny Appleseed.
Some of these stories may be true. Some of them may be completely made up. I don't know anybody that has been able to manufacture that persona for themselves. That is incredible to me. He did... I heard another story. He just showed up. There was a bachelor party in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he just crashed it out of nowhere and gave this incredible, like, five-minute best man speech. And he just said, you know, be good to each other. You're young. You could... And it's just this sincere advice. And I don't know if he's joking. I don't know if he's doing it with a wink. Or I don't know if he's 100% serious. He's an amazing man. And I don't know. I just love Bill Murray so much, you guys. I love him. And I don't think I've made that clear on these podcasts.
You know what? My favorite picture of Bill Murray is...
What?
Now I'm thinking about it. There's this picture.
Oh, wait, okay.
I know where you're going.
No, you don't.
I think this calls for a top 10 list. I think we got to do it.
I didn't want to say it because it's more work.
I can do it if
you
want.
No, the reason I actually didn't want to do it is because here's the difference.
Okay.
Here's the difference between this and the other two that we did. Bill Murray's photos are all going to be great.
Yeah.
No matter what he's doing.
Your point.
The other ones, they weren't, like, expecting to be photographed. Like, if Bill Murray's, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, or, like, if they were expecting it, like, it wasn't, like, they weren't expecting us to make a top 10 list. Like, Bill Murray, he seems like the type who would expect us to make a top 10 list about Bill Murray photos.
You think it's too safe? It's too obvious?
I think it's too safe. That's kind of why, I mean, I'm not against it.
Okay.
I was thinking about it earlier,
though. All right, it's up to you. It's your artistic license on that.
My artistic license.
Do whatever you want. Go ahead. Favorite picture.
So, my favorite picture of Bill Murray. He's wearing these golf shorts.
Mm-hmm. But is this from Caddyshack?
No. Like, this was like a year or two ago.
He loves to golf.
He was wearing these golf shorts, but on them was printed just the Pabst Blue Ribbon logo over and over and over and over again. But here's why it's my favorite fucking picture. My dad has those shorts. So I saw it and I'm like, holy shit!
Oh,
those shorts are cool now. Bill Murray's fucking...
Do you happen to know where your dad got them?
We got them for him for his birthday.
Where?
Online somewhere.
Like Target?
No, they're not like Bill Murray's actual shorts.
No. My point was, can you imagine if like you got them at Target and it's like, oh, Bill Murray shops at
Bill
Target.
Bill Murray shops at
Target. Like, that kind of
Bill
shit.
Bill Murray would shop at Target.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
okay, can I...
Or pay less.
Can we go on a quick tangent here and pull up BillMurrayStory.com?
Oh!
The caption is, no one will ever believe you.
Oh, is it the French fry story?
No, that's just the tagline for the... Okay, here we go. Super Bowl XX. We'd like to thank Joe for today's story. My grandfather's friend worked for the McCaskey family and the Bears in the 70s and 80s, so she threw our family a couple tickets to Super Bowl 20. My uncle and cousin, both in their early 20s at the time, wound up going to the game. Since they were guests of the team, they got to go... Okay, now let's skip through all the boring parts.
I feel like you should have proofread this before you started.
When he sees
it.
Bill Murray's name, he'll start.
Bill Murray sung at my town. Bill Murray at JFK Airport. There was a really good, because I've been on this website before, there's a golf story, and that's why you made me think of it. All right, whatever, don't worry about it. There was some funny stories at some point I should have proofread
them.
No. But there was a thing
about... We'll wait.
No one talk.
I insist.
No one say anything.
Oh, here we go. Capula Wedding.
Audience, be quiet.
We'd like to thank... Okay, this was back in around...
Get in the car, turn it off.
2001, 2002. I was at the Bay Course in Kalupa, Maui, at a golf outing, and lo and behold, saw Bill Murray teeing off at the one. So I followed Bill, along with maybe 20 other guests. He was wearing his typical Bill Murray golf attire. His hair was sticking out of both sides of his hat. A few holes in, Bill noticed a wedding taking place at the chapel off the third hole. Bill said, look, a wedding. I think we're all invited. So we all followed Bill over to the wedding. The wedding guests, who happened to be Japanese, were all outside the chapel taking pictures. Bill walks right over to the bride and groom, takes the bride in his hands, leans her over and sort of kisses her, stands her back up and says, there, now she's all warmed up for you. Everyone was in total shock, just staring at the crazy-looking American. Slowly, the photographer whispered something to the bride and groom, and then they looked at Bill and said, ah, Caddyshack, Caddyshack. Then all the guests started saying Caddyshack over and over as Bill turned to each side and gave a big Broadway-style bow. It was great. As we walked away from the wedding party, I said, man, you could just get away with anything. To which he responded, yup, just about. So, like, That might be a true story. That sounds like a Bill Murray story, but who knows?
Well, here's the thing, though. If that is a true story, I think it's an even 50-50, you know? If that is true, he actually believes he can get away with anything.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? You know,
that he's one of the greatest men alive.
Well, you were asking before, you know, does he do this, like, sincerely, or is it kind of, like, with a wink, or... Yeah. You know, I think this tells me, you know, maybe there's a little bit of a wink there. He knows. He's like, you know, I can fucking do this. Maybe. I can do whatever I want. Honestly.
Well, no, I think that is...
I would let Bill Murray fuck my wife. That's all I'm trying to say.
Oh, no doubt.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
Are you lying to yourself?
I'd get in on the action.
No. Would you get in on the action?
No.
Would you?
Well, no. Eiffel Tower with Bill Murray?
Come on.
Eiffel Tower with Bill Murray?
And then he'll just...
You serious?
And then when he finishes, he'll just be like, no one will ever believe me.
Just stare into his eyes longingly. He just goes, Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars.
What? I lost you. You finally lost me.
That's his SNL sketch.
That was the one SNL that sketch. Put me over the edge. I'm sorry.
What were you saying about Bill Murray?
I honestly don't know.
The God among men.
Which God? I wanted to ask you that.
Oh, the one true God.
I'm thinking thinking Dionysus. I don't know about you.
The one true king. Oh, he would be Dionysus.
The one true king of Westeros. I mean, whatever everyone is.
The one true king.
The old gods and the new. He's everything, man.
Dick. The forbidden ones.
The forbidden ones.
Sure. Yes. Allah.
What? Shh.
Yahweh.
Okay, that one's fine.
Okay.
That one's acceptable.
We won't get bombed for that.
No, you could say Yahweh.
I don't know who that is.
That's Shalom. The Jewish
God.
It's God.
It's God in Chinese.
It's God before the second book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
So a dick.
Or what's the Chinese God? Is it Ho Chi Minh? Is that... All right, that was horrible. I don't feel bad.
Oh, you know, I was so pumped for this episode, guys.
Well, then say something, because I have nothing to say ever. That's the problem.
I ruined it. I've got more Bill Murray stuff if you'd like to get into that.
Well, can we talk about A Very Murray Christmas?
We can.
That's why I was so excited.
So here's what I'm saying. Well, you said that he does everything with a wink, or he does some of these things with a wink. Here is why I kind of disagree, because... As a performer, whether it's in sketch or in movies, in Ghostbusters, in Caddyshack, for God's sake. And if you look at this, he plays everything straight. Every line he says, every song he sings, every facial expression is sincere and serious and real.
Well, that brings up a question. Is he really just a genuine person, or is he just a really fucking good actor?
He's just a really good actor.
I think that's...
Because his profession is acting.
I don't know. That's why there's so much gray area. That's why I love him so much. We can talk about him all day, and it's such a mystery. I don't really know. And I love that about him. Like,
well, let's try and break down this mystery via discussion about his acting in A Very Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Let's try to dig into this a little bit deeper.
Let's explain the opening scene. Let's take this step by step. Opening scene of the film. What happens, Zach?
So, it opens up, and there's Bill Murray wearing antlers.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Just wonderful.
The first shot of the film.
Very first shot
kind
of the film.
A silhouette of him.
You don't even get his front view, just from behind. You see.
Looking, gazing at the New York City skyline.
And then he turns around and says, to Paul Schaefer. How does that one go? And jazz piano starts.
Hey, Dave, how you doing, Dave?
Jazz piano
oh,
starts.
Oh, we got a good one, Dave.
And he starts singing. I don't even know what the name of the song. I'm just calling it Christmas Blues.
Christmas Blues, I think it's what it's called.
He starts singing this song about how he's, like, sad on Christmas.
Yeah.
And he was so bad, but he was so wonderful at the same time.
And mind you, this is an uncomfortably long sequence.
It is. But just the right amount.
It's too long, but it's not enough.
See, there's never...
He's a walking paradox.
There's never too much Murray. There might be too much rape, never too much Murray in anything.
Okay, well, I have a question now.
If he rapes,
oh, God.
The universe explodes.
Okay. But, you know, he can't rape because everyone's willing.
What? I didn't bring up Bill Murray raping people. Is that how you guys took that? I was just incorporating our catchphrase.
No, because you said there is too much rape, but there's never too much Bill Murray. But
and then automatically he's going to say, if he, what if he rapes?
If he's raping, is there too much rape?
because it's Bill Murray. But then I realized he can't rape because everyone's willing.
That is a paradox.
But everyone's
he's
willing.
A walking that's paradox.
Yeah, everybody's willing.
Everybody's willing.
He can get away with just about anything.
He can.
Bill Cosby got nothing on Bill Murray.
No.
They could say no. Bill Murray would be like, yes, and they'd be like, okay.
He'd be brushing off rape charges like nothing. Wouldn't whatsoever.
Bill Murray, do not rape anybody.
No, please don't,
Bill. This is a letter to you. No rape.
Here's the thing. If, like, someone came out on, like, a blog and brought up a story about... Oh, this is taking a dark turn. About Bill Murray. Like, if BillMurrayStory.com...
And then he breathed down my neck and said, nobody will ever believe right? you.
Like, are we supposed to believe that story? Is it folklore? Is it real? That's the thing. Like, we have no idea. He can get away with rape if he wants to.
When he came and said, ghost busting.
Bomb.
Oh my god.
My gopher's going into your hole.
Again and
it's
again.
It's in the hole!
And again and again. That was good. That was good.
It's in the hole.
Oh man. Yeah, so he sings Christmas Blues. I'm getting off of the Bill Murray rape talk. He sings Christmas Blues.
Good deflection.
And, yeah. And immediately. First of all, I love the idea that Paul Schaefer just hangs out with Bill Murray. And he just stays in his room, but he just stays by his side the whole time because that's the type of sidekick Paul Schaefer is. He never left David Letterman's side. And he's never leaving Bill's. No, it's pretty great. And he doesn't really have many speaking lines in it. He just sort of sits
Paul,
there.
No.
But it's great anyway. I just love that so much. And so in the first thing, I'm
By the way, no, every room they were in had a piano. Every room.
That's very true.
Well, I mean, granted, there are only four rooms.
That's true. But they all had pianos. Yeah. They all had expensive
pianos.
Well,
see, I have this theory that Paul Schaefer has a magic collapsing piano that he just puts in his pocket.
I believe it.
That might just be. Carries with him.
That I buy be. It.
He had that sweet... What's that instrument that you blow into and it's got the keys on it, like a keyboard?
Oh, you said another name of it.
What's the thing called?
Oh, those are fucking mess.
He had that too at some point. He just... He's a musical... genie. He can just bring up whenever he wants. Paul Schaefer. But he does that first musical number, and I'm drawn in because I'm thinking, this is 100% sincere, and he's not playing this for laughs right now. And in a way, he is playing it for laughs because he's not. But I am drawn in and roped into the fact that Bill Murray's lonely, guys, and I feel bad for him this Christmas.
I gotta say, that Christmas jazz, that's what brought me in.
It was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful and brilliantly shot by, I mean, we might as well talk about it now, Sofia Coppola directed this shit.
Which is wonderful.
What did you say about this before? You had a comment that you
Melodica.
There you go. You had a comment about what this thing actually is. And how you were not...
Oh, yeah. To me, this just felt like it was Bill Murray if he had a YouTube account.
Right.
Just like getting together with all his buddies. Just be like, hey guys, let's make a video. Christmas special.
Pulling a member of the royal family of Hollywood just to direct this thing.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you want to direct this? He's like, I mean, because he produced it too. So he's like, I'll pay for it. Like, I'll pay for most of it. Just like, you want to
She produced it too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, and then, of course, being the polite person she is, she said, no, I'll help. But I imagine he said, I'll pay for it.
I think a lot of thought was put into this thing, to be honest with you. I think...
More than necessary.
I don't know when the last time she made a movie was, but I think she committed to this thing. You know, they haven't worked together since Lost in Translation. This is their big reunion, Christmas special. That's part musical, part, like, weird meme thing.
That's the other thing. There was no plot.
No.
Which is okay.
So, well, no, I mean, there was.
Kind of.
No, at the beginning, there was. And then at one point, they finally said, okay, he falls over and...
Well, because he was drunk and had a dream.
Yes.
That's the plot.
Half of the movie was the dream sequence.
So
half of it had plot.
So?
It didn't have plot. It was a musical. And it was great.
I loved it, though.
It was exquisitely directed. Some of those shots were like, holy shit. Like, are we in the movies right now?
You audibly said at one point, look at that shot!
I'm like, this is that not was, in a very
but
Merry
why did
Christmas.
We need two shots? You don't even do that good.
I think it did.
No,
though.
It did. It I think needed it, I, those shots.
You guys are those fucks.
I'm not. See, I don't think
but
I
no.
am.
No, Nick, you know me. I'm not.
Yeah, he's
I
definitely
couldn't
not.
Care.
I can be at times,
but I think if that was shot a different way, we wouldn't get that effect.
Because the point of it is this.
No,
was...
you guys are just saying this because you love Bill Murray.
No, here's the thing. This was supposed.
No, even if I didn't love Bill Murray this much, I'd say that's the way it needed to be shot.
This was supposed to be a sincere special. This was supposed to be, this is, you know, this is a musical starring Bill Murray. He's doing a musical number. He gets snowed in. right? And they're supposed to play it straight. It just so happens that hijinks happen along the way. We're laughing at them, not with them. You know, that's the point of it. It's that these are people doing it. It's that contrast. It's that juxtaposition of this is great filmmaking to absolute absurd musical numbers and horrible singing and just really silly comedy.
And
bits.
I think that really comes into play when Chris Rock shows up.
I was going to say the star of the film.
Man. Chris Rock.
He's forced to sing. I don't even know the name of that song.
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah, I forgot the name.
Do you hear what I hear?
Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
He's forced to sing this, and you can see that he's like Chris Rock's sort of like in pain that he has to sing this.
By the way, I did not know how bad of a singer Chris Rock could be.
Oh, he's awful.
But you know, it's a good thing he's not a singer, as Bill Murray aptly stated, he's a rapper.
Yeah.
Great little racist joke in there. Yeah. Just throw it in for
just
good measure.
Sprinkle of racism.
Sure.
But like we said, you can pretty much get away with anything.
You can get away with anything.
That's right.
Just about, yeah.
That's right. Chris Rock's best performance in 5 years?
Right? Sure, I'll take it. What else has he done?
Grown Ups 2.
Yeah.
Oh, he did that great movie. I take that back. Top 5 was a great movie last year. That was a movie he was in that looked really shitty, and it looked just made for like the black audience. And
I don't know.
Like Kevin Hart was in it and everything. So it's good. Top 5.
Okay. See,
that's what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Top 5.
I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah, it's really
good. Yeah, I don't remember that.
It's really good. It looked, the preview looked like, oh my God, another Kevin Hart movie with like Chris Rock in it. It's going to be shitty and like really stupid humor.
So
really
that
good.
Being said, you've seen it.
I did, yeah.
No. Of course you've seen it.
Yeah. It was really good. Anyway, Chris Rock was phenomenal, and Zach and I were like
dying,
rolling over at that scene.
Yes.
It was phenomenal.
It was so funny.
Why? Because there's Chris Rock doing his Chris Rock thing and hamming it up, funny facial expressions, and he's really uncomfortable.
In a matching sweater with Bill Murray.
With Miss, what was that? On?
Holly.
Holly.
With a bow of Holly.
With a bow of Holly. And Bill Murray playing it as straight as he can possibly play it.
Yeah.
This is a legitimate musical number, and it was brilliant and genius, and it was ugh, I love this thing.
Well,
guys.
And then I think the kicker was, towards the end of the song, Bill and Chris are singing, I feel like I'm on a first name basis with them, Bill and Chris
Bill
are
and
singing.
Chris. At the oh, Billy,
yeah,
Billy and Christopher, yeah.
Rocky, yeah, you know.
Rocky, you did call
him
Rocky.
He called it Rocky. Bill's like, let's do it together, and then they start singing at the same time.
Yeah.
And it looks like Chris is getting into it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the power goes out, and all you hear are footsteps running away.
And the door slam.
I don't think I've ever heard someone run so fast.
It was...
He's
then,
black. They got good genes. They can get
well, I was going to say, like, he must have been, like, while singing, he was scanning the room, like, there's my escape strategy.
Did
like,
say
go
wassailing?
That way.
What?
While singing.
Oh, I thought he said wassailing. I'm like...
Whilst singing.
Okay.
While he was singing, he was probably, like, eyeing around the room, like, okay, ten paces forward, 3 paces left, 15 paces
You're
forward,
saying he was going, like,
door.
Jason Bourne like on his, like, fucking escape room?
The power went out, and then he just knew where to go and got out quick. I mean,
well,
that's...
I mean, exit lights are illuminated.
Yeah. Liam Neeson in Taken 2, where he's counting the...
I'm sorry. Your shit.
You don't need to see Taken 2. That's okay.
I watched half of Taken and didn't like it, so I haven't watched any other ones.
Congratulations.
Yeah, which half?
The first half.
The second half is where it's at, man.
I envy you.
just Liam Neeson with a gun, like all of his other
you
movies.
You know what this movie could have used?
Liam Neeson?
Neeson. Well, Neeson in there for good measure,
that,
right?
That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah. What was he doing? He's not busy.
He's filming Taken 8. What are they at now?
I think they might be...
Are they at 5? Would the next one be 5?
If you include... what's that movie in the plane? If you include Nonstop and The Run All Night, if you include all those in the series, then yeah, it's like Taken 8.
Liam Neeson with a gun.
Liam Neeson with
12.
A, yeah, that's what I'd like to call it.
No, that's what you said when we saw Run All Night. He was like, oh, Liam Neeson with a gun 8. It's the same movie. Or like any Jason Statham movie. Oh, it's Jason Statham in a car and wait. 7, like he's always playing the same guy.
How about Michael Cera in this movie?
I hate Michael Cera.
I enjoy Michael Cera.
Yeah.
Not one of his better roles though.
You don't think so?
It was really funny. It wasn't really anything else. It's kind of like, why am I watching this? This part can end now.
What'd you like? What have you liked him in better than this?
I like him being awkward.
Like in what?
Like especially probably my favorite one. If we're gonna talk movies where these actors kind of play themselves or it's like a big joke kind of thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, I can't. What's it called?
The end of the world's end. This is the end.
This is the end.
This is the end with funny. Okay. He had a really good role in that one.
Yeah, getting the blowjob in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, wonderful. Uh-huh. This one, he just kind of played like a serious, commanding. Like, he's not normally that kind of person.
Like a Hollywood agent type.
Yeah, it was kind of. I was like, eh.
I don't know. I liked that they got him for it. Maybe chuckle.
I enjoyed that they picked him.
Yes.
But it wasn't as funny as like after I saw his face and I was like, okay, he's in it. Like I was like, oh, we could move on from there. Like, oh, okay, he's in. Like even if he's just in the background, just walking, I would fine.
One frame.
One frame of Michael Cera.
Yeah. So also Amy Poehler was the agent.
Yeah, fuck her.
I love Amy Poehler.
I don't like her without Tina Fey.
That's yeah. I think that's she's like Tina Fey's sidekick.
I wouldn't say that. I think they're. I just think like they are for me a unit now. They're like a comedy duo, which is weird.
But I could watch Tina Fey without her.
Yeah, I think.
But I couldn't watch her without Tina Fey.
I think you're right.
She's a sidekick.
Where are you on this? Poehler versus Fey. Where are you?
Would I like Beto?
Yeah.
Or Poehler, honestly.
Hmm.
I'm just saying. That'd be like.
But then again, I know Poehler from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be like watching a Robin TV show. Not Nightwing. A Robin TV show without Batman.
Teen Titans.
No. That's the you have the Titans, you know, support him.
Titans Go.
Yeah, there you go.
Terrible show.
No, but you
know, it's also Teen Titans.
But honestly,
it's still the team.
It I don't know. It's like with, you know, I just think it wouldn't work.
I think they make
it work.
I don't think one is necessarily superior to the other, but I think like No,
Tina Fey.
I'm picking Fey.
Tina Fey, she's smarter and funnier.
Don't get me wrong.
Maybe not smarter.
I like them both separately, and I think they're 10 times better when they are together.
Mm.
But I just prefer to watch anything with Amy Poehler than anything with Tina Fey.
Where is Tina Fey in this, though?
Are you going to see Sisters?
Or is she not there?
She should be.
I kind of want to see Sisters.
I bet you they cast her as the other agent or they wanted to in the script, but like she was busy that day.
Yeah.
Could you have seen that happening? Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
I like how we assume that this took one day.
I think.
That day.
Yeah, pretty sure.
I can see it.
Yeah, Sisters looks fine, right?
Yeah.
Looks all right.
It looks like a Tina Fey, Amy Poehler movie.
I guess. They did that movie Baby Mama, and it wasn't very good. All right.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah, there were many cameos afterwards. Let's talk about...
Are you taking notes?
I had a few things, but then I stopped because I was so lost in the story. I was engrossed in.
Engrossed.
I was truly engrossed in the story. Let's talk about in the bar when he gets there and he does Baby It's Cold Outside with the waitress, who was a very good singer.
Yeah, I don't know where she. I liked her.
Yeah, yeah. She was very good. She was very good.
She's
the best singer.
Yeah.
What did you say? Her name was Jenny Lewis or something like that?
Jenny Lewis. Second best. She was in The Hangover and stuff.
Second best. Oh, I know who you're from.
Yes. We know where you're going with this. But they're in the bar and the cooks are running. The food is melting for this wedding. And he goes up and he befriends in the bar this random couple that was supposed to get married that night. And, you know, they're snowed in. Of course, the special is done. And nobody showed up for this wedding. And he is there to console this couple. And what struck me most about this particular plot line is the fact that this is what Bill Murray does in his life. This is, like, a hobby of his.
Yes.
And I gotta feel like maybe some of it was improvised. Some of it he came up with. It was based on events that actually occurred in his life. But he gave, like, sound advice about love and the philosophy of love. And it was wonderful. I loved it.
I had a tear or two.
I wouldn't go that far. But
no, like, I wouldn't. It did.
I got...
The tearjerker.
I certainly got worked up by it. I think I said a couple times during this, I think I'm going to lose it during this. Like, this is just too perfect. And it was great. Although, what was the advice exactly?
Think about the moment where you first knew...
Yeah, think about the exact moment you realized you were truly in love and then sing about it.
Yeah.
And you should sing about it too, and then they're like, to you? And he goes, to each other. I'll probably listen.
Yeah.
Which is kind of uncomfortable.
That's a great line.
I'll probably listen.
And they break into this song. And it really becomes more of a musical as the thing goes on. But they're really telling the story through song.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. The whole thing. And Maya Rudolph, even though I think she's a little overrated, pops up and does things in this bar. And it unifies everybody on Christmas Eve.
I just realized they didn't give her a red nose. They could have fucking done that. No, but they could have done that.
But she was a
Lance. Oh, good point. Good point. They really did drop the ball on that
thing. Yeah, they did.
Maybe a little too witty for this particular thing.
Maybe.
I could have used. That's a good point, though. I mean, that's a shame. That would have made her like 10 times funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't find her funny.
What is it about her? Like, I don't know, man. I think she's just a little overrated.
Yeah.
And I see her in everything.
She looks like a stag.
What's a stag?
Really?
Like a deer.
So, well, okay. Well, hold on. A, then just say deer. B, 100% correct. Right?
She looks like a deer?
Yeah, she
like,
kind of, yeah,
like
she
perhaps
looks like
a reindeer. You didn't even catch that.
No, I did. I just chose to ignore it. Because I like...
You want to know how good that was? I didn't even catch it. Dead serious. I didn't.
Well, no, I like when you say shit like that, and if I don't react, you sort of get upset.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Because you're supposed to get upset. So now I'm getting upset in your place.
Can I bring up a slightly politically incorrect comment?
No.
Sure, yeah.
Is Maya Rudolph black?
I don't know. I couldn't tell.
No, I don't think so.
She had... Here's... Okay. Let me know if this is the exact moment where that thought popped in your head. Was it when all the black singers came up behind her?
Yeah!
I had the same
what thought. If... When she became Diana Ross. It's Diana Ross.
When that's... When the singers came up in the background and started... It was like... It had a gospel feel. The song.
Right.
And...
When the Supremes popped up. That's what I started thinking.
And I was like, wait, is she... But I figured you guys would know. So I didn't ask.
I don't know. I've seen her in many things. I saw her in SNL, saw her in TV shows and specials, and she's...
Oh, no, she is part black.
Part black.
Yeah, she's like half black.
Okay. All right, so then I guess it fits. She's... I'm like, okay, I'm stopping there. I had a funny place to go, but we'll stop on this family-friendly edition of... Of the podcast.
On behalf of all of us, I'd like to say that we're very racially friendly.
We are.
We support equality of all of those that are not ISIS. I didn't say Islam.
Every once in a while, you find some good ones.
Good ISIS people? I'm not talking about Islam here. That's guys, I need to make that.
That's my grandfather's line about black people.
Oh, shit.
He goes, every once in a while, you find a good one.
That's bad.
God, my grandfather doesn't have internet access. Okay, keep going. Continue.
Oh, I don't know where else I was going with that.
It's the Nazi blood in him. I'm sorry.
You were just saying that your family's German.
They were.
They were.
They wait. They were.
No, they are. They were. They were in Germany as the Nazis were on their way out.
Oh. On their way out, too, not in.
My grandfather, though, does tell, like, heroic stories of how his family was very anti-Nazi. But then I hear things like, you know, you find a good one every once in a while, and I think, really, Grandpa? Like, could we have been a little more forward-thinking?
So you're saying the difference is heroic anti-Nazi and heroic in the Nazis. You're saying that's...
Fair point. No, I think no. My grandfather.
You know. You know why he's not so forward thinking? Because he's like, I already accepted one group.
What else do you want from me?
Yeah, he's like, he's like, listen, what I did at the time was pretty hard.
Yes.
All right, now you're expecting me to jump that extra mile.
Yeah. What? You give another inch first, then you gotta. Then dogs are getting married.
The best quote for anything ever.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Okay. They get together.
I love to leave you guys on your toes. I swear.
I'm like Rocky. I'm staying in the pocket. Bobbing and weaving. I'm a tippy toes. Bill Murray in the bar. There's a big group number. Right. Oh, no. We forgot the band. What's the name of that band?
Phoenix.
Who is... Yeah. Okay.
I've never heard of them.
We have. They had the song Amadeus, you were saying, right?
Yes, they had the song Amadeus.
They had a couple songs.
It's that burn air, near, 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 burn, right?
I don't really remember it. I just remember it being popular. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, it's kind of like electronic sounding.
Not really, though.
Not familiar.
We'll end the podcast with
Play Amadeus by Phoenix. What in the butt with a... What in the butt with a...
Your phone...
What the hell?
Your phone did not understand you.
My phone just said, what in the butt?
What if it started playing what in the butt?
I said what in the butt. I said what.
Oh my god, look what comes up. Alone on Christmas Day featuring Bill Murray, Jason Schwartzman for A Very Merry Christmas. There's a soundtrack for that.
Yeah, Jason Schwartzman is drumming with the band Phoenix.
Oh no, Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix is the name of the band. The song is 19. Oh no, this is the song.
Oh, Listomania.
Listomania. Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix.
That's right.
I guess
Listomania.
Right?
Now for seeing the...
That song? You ever heard that? Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
That's a nice mashup.
I know, right?
You've never heard this?
That song, and it's this one. It's the doo 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 doo.
This is a wonderful podcast.
This is called 1901. Coming up next on the...
Oh,
I put that one.
Yeah, that's them. So they did a musical number, and I didn't recognize the song either. Some really good songs in this, though. I made it down with the soundtrack. Songs. Yeah, it was pretty good. And they're as forced as their number, sort of like, oh, it's the quirky chefs ready to play their music, right? I don't know. It came out. I thought it was pretty good.
It was good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Purr, you know. Purr.
Can you do a purr?
Buenas noches.
For the worst.
Did you say buenos noches with a purr?
Buenos noches. Like that?
Yes. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Meow. Okay. Okay. So there's a big musical number, and it kind of got to me. I think that, as much as I did like the second half, and I loved Clooney, and I loved Miley, and it was great.
Yeah, by the way, George Clooney, Miley Cyrus.
We'll get to that.
You can't just gloss over that.
One of them you can.
Clooney? You're going to gloss over Clooney?
No.
That's horrible.
We may argue about this.
Yes, we are.
But I think
I've come to the realization that we are going to be arguing so very shortly.
I think the first half resonated with me a lot more, just because, like...
It had a plot?
Well, number one, but also, it's like, man, I think Bill Murray actually might be pretty lonely.
Well, it also had Rashida Jones.
It did have Rashida
Jones. And everything is better with Rashida Jones.
She's quite fetching.
She's quite fetching,
Jones. Yeah, absolutely. But I kind of believe that somewhere deep down inside, Bill Murray, this god among men that he is, no one can relate. No one can sympathize with his genius. I feel like he might be kind of lonely during Christmas time. I felt bad for him and Paul Schaefer playing some tunes. I don't know.
He's not lonely. He has Paul Schaefer.
When you have Paul Schaefer, you can never be lonely.
I think he's just a piano at this rate.
Oh.
How
dare you?
Oh, Paul.
Just saying.
Man, the Late Show's only been over for like 4 months, dude. Seriously.
He's a piano.
I'm gonna throw Paul Schaefer under the bus. What do you think he's doing now that Letterman quit?
Playing piano somewhere.
I guess just
playing
this.
Piano with Bill Murray.
I think Bill Murray bought him.
He bought him from Dave.
It's kind of like buying the Cubs. You know, people always go, you can't own people. Then people buy the Cubs. And you go, oh, you can own people. Yeah. I think you bought him. I think Bill Murray bought
him.
Also
a very low investment. Very. Buy low.
That is a very poor investment.
Buy low on Paul Schaefer. Not a good time for him right now. But Bill Murray and David Letterman are like really good friends. That was his last guest on The Late Show. So I do kind of feel... Dave, can I please buy... This is my Bill Murray impression. Dave? And Dave's like, yeah. There's a gap between my teeth.
Pretty good.
Yes.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
Of course not. It's one of your impressions.
So I love the first half, and I feel bad for Bill Murray, but it was a beautiful moment when they all group sang. Nick, take it away with the second half, or the second, like, or the last 20 minutes of the thing. The big musical number.
Right, what's nice about the whole like second half of it is that we could sum it up really quick.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it literally was just song after song after song, really. But I obviously there's one part we're going to want to talk about and one part we have to fight about.
Mm.
So let's start with the fight.
A super fight.
I think it's good to start with fights.
Okay.
I think it brings us all together.
It's like Festivus.
We still have to do our airings of grievances. I can never say that.
Correctly. That one.
An airing of grievances will be coming. Okay. Don't you worry about it.
I need to prepare for that, so you guys need to give me a
You do.
Yes, you do.
Nico and I have been preparing a whole lot.
Bill Murray falls over from being too drunk, and he is now in a dream sequence.
Which I missed the falling over.
It was, yes,
I heard it. I looked up and Bill Murray wasn't there. I'm like, oh, he fell. Damn it.
He just straight fell. Like, no movement.
Did he really?
Yes, it was wonderful.
He just straight poof.
Yeah. Like, no expression either. It was
of course
perfect.
Not. It's Bill Murray.
And in comes George Clooney and Miley Cyrus riding on a sleigh. Mm-hmm.
They braved the storm.
And they sing some numbers together. And for the most part, George Clooney just sits there and drinks.
Yes.
While Miley and Bill Murray begin to have quasi-sexual affairs.
They got a little touchy.
Kind
of John Travolta at the Oscars-ish. You know?
That's good.
Like my beautiful...
That's good.
Adele Azeem.
It was slightly uncomfortable, but I kind of also liked it because I love Miley. I love me some Miley.
Zach, why do you hate Miley Cyrus? What happened? What did she do to you?
I just hate Miley Cyrus.
Who hurt you?
Yeah, who hurt
Coming
you?
Coming from the guy who hates everything about fucking Christmas.
I don't hate Miley, and she was about Christmas just now.
Yeah, she was.
I would love for her to pop out of my stocking.
There's three stages of Miley.
Okay. Oh, boy.
There's the Hannah Montana stage.
Yes.
There's the right after Hannah Montana stage. And the now.
Yes.
Okay. I think...
I love her.
I think Miley, in her perfection, was between Hannah Montana and now.
Guys.
Zach likes really traditional, boring girls. I don't know if you know this.
Well, I do, too.
No, how?
Granted, I do...
Minus the... Not talking about her.
No. I do,
no,
too.
No, no. What about Mila?
Not the time. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What about ScarJo?
I'm not talking about.
What
like,
about Charlize Theron?
I'm talking about like.
Those are all pretty traditional beauty, though. Now,
how?
I mean.
I'm talking about, like, I'm not talking about like attraction in this, in like sexual desire type of way. I'm talking about like the types of girl, like the type of. How do I word this?
Type of girl can bring home to mom.
The way you think that like girls in the real world should look. I think it's a bit more traditional.
I don't know what you mean. I'll be honest with you. Here's where
I'm just indifferent.
Are we talking purely about the attractiveness of Miley Cyrus? Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, no. Everything about her I can't stand.
Okay, because I think Nick is touching on, like, he loves the look now. I think she was...
I mean, not even just physically. I just... I love her from a standpoint of her career. Because of, like, my major and what we study. And I think she's, like, the perfect... I think she knows it so well, and she plays the system so well. It's just awesome.
She is very good at that. I
love it.
I preferred the look during Hannah Montana. I think she's a very, very pretty brunette. Like, I think she's just very, like, girl next door, really good. And the tattoos and everything is kind of throwing me off now. I will say this. Let's go through all three phases. First phase, The Climb. Good fucking song.
Great song.
That's the other thing. She has good music.
Okay. Phase two, Party in the USA. That's a jam. All
that
right.
Is a jam.
Party in the USA is a great party song. It's one of the all-time great party songs. I love Party in the USA.
Yeah.
Really good. And Wrecking Ball, I'm sorry, dude. Wrecking Ball is a masterpiece. I love it.
I don't find any of her new songs good at all.
I forget what show I was watching, but they said something like, you can jam to it, you can cry to it, you can pour your heart out. You could also sway back and forth, dance to it. Wrecking Ball's perfect.
The only time I liked it was when Steve Cardinal did it on Chet Roulette.
I get a better one for you. Not him. Ron Jeremy did a parody of Wrecking Ball.
Really?
And it is phenomenal. Shot for shot remake.
With Ron Jeremy.
With Ron Jeremy.
I have to find this.
Close up on the face. Him swinging back and forth. Maybe that'll be the end of music for this song instead.
I'm a little terrified.
I'll do Ron Jeremy.
Does he sing it?
Yeah, he sings it. Totally sings the whole thing. Hit with a hammer, licking a hammer.
Okay, I could get into that.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy.
Only because it's Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. Here's my point about Miley. Okay, here's where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. She's a fantastic voice.
Very good voice.
Fantastic writing skills as far as writing songs.
I don't know if she writes a lot of them.
She writes them.
Does she? Did she write Wrecking Ball is my question.
I'm sure she wrote them.
Okay. I know she wrote, like, The Climb, Party in the... I know she wrote those.
Oh, she wrote The Climb at age 16?
Here's where you guys get mixed up.
Well, like, with, like, her dad's help, but she was one of the writers on that song.
Here's where you guys get mixed up. The people who produce her songs, they're not really writing the lyrics usually so much, and if they are, you're going to see credits for lyrics by. Mm-hmm. It's more the beats. Mm. It's the beats that she probably is less likely to be making. Uh-oh.
Let's hope Audacity worked. Yeah. That cut off a while ago.
Probably cut off when you switch over.
Let's hope. I don't think it did, though. Because I didn't see that moving for a while. That's why I looked at it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We got off track there for a second.
All right, let's hope Audacity works. That's all. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, knock on wood there.
So yeah, they might be making her beats and stuff, but, you know, she has a great singing voice. She has, you know, great lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has the talent, is my point.
Mm.
Today, that's not enough. If you want to be...
That's where you're wrong.
No.
Adele.
Yeah, I was supposed to say Adele.
I don't know. No, but Adele has that mysterious figure kind of appeal, too.
No, it's not.
She does so well because she is truly one of the greatest singers.
Odell.
I don't even like Adele that much. Adele. That's the thing. I actually kind of hate when her songs come on the radio. It's really annoying.
You're losing our argument, Nick. You're losing. Let's fight for Miley together here. Let's stand united. Let's not bash Adele along the way. Let's not take... There's no reason to throw Adele under the bus or defend Miley. No! I think Adele is a brilliant musician. She's got one of the most soulful voices ever. Ever. She's got soul like Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder soul. Like that type. In a fat, white British girl in 2015. I think she's phenomenal. And her songs are great, too. No, she's a legend. I think she's... In 30 years, we're still listening to Adele music. That being said, Miley... I think is still, as much as people want to, she's having a good time. She's having fun. She's same thing Madonna did that, you know, a lot of the pop stars did back then. Let her have a good time. That's all I'm saying.
I just think for a lot of people, if you want to reach that level of fame, you know, it really tends to not be enough.
With her, it's, I don't know. But the thing is, she was.
We saw her career by itself before she was doing this stuff, and she was not nearly at the level she is now.
She did avoid becoming that traditional child star. That you see just get washed up and it's
yeah, tough. I think she did it because she kind of felt like she had to.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's been working, so she's not going to stop.
Yeah. Could be.
You know?
It could be.
But regardless of that, it's not like she's making bad music while doing all the stupid shit. She's making good music still.
Mm-hmm.
So let her do the stupid shit that she needs to do. I don't care.
I agree with you.
Doesn't bother me.
I stand by Miley, and I thought she was really good in this movie.
Yeah, she was.
Whatever this is.
She was very, very fun.
And Clooney was, he was Clooney.
You want to talk about Clooney?
Clooney played Clooney.
Yeah.
I think you need to talk.
Clooney did Clooney, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
I think you need to talk about the Clooney and the Christmas tree.
Yes. Well, okay. Well, A, I love George Clooney.
I think everybody does. I think we agreed on that.
Yeah.
So. You don't dislike George Clooney, do you?
So when he showed up, I was like, yes, finally. Like, George Clooney was... It said it on the Netflix banner or whatever.
And they kept teasing it, too.
And they kept teasing it, and yeah. I'm like, yes, finally George Clooney is here. So...
Clooney saved the day.
Yes. So, well,
this movie did not need saving. How dare
so
you?
So he showed up with Miley. Miley and Bill start singing, and Clooney's like, I'm gonna go make martinis. So he goes up on the piano with Paul Schaefer and he's making fucking martinis.
Yes, that's it. Just hanging out.
Flirting
with the women.
Yeah.
Doing his Clooney thing.
And then it goes, Bill Murray starts singing what is probably one of the greatest Christmas songs
you
ever.
No. You forgot. You forgot the moment when they walked off. They let Miley sing Silent Night by herself at the piano. And
which, by the way, one of the most beautiful renditions of Silent Night.
I'll give her that.
She's so wonderful.
That was a very good rendition of Silent Night.
Yeah, so Bill goes, oh, it's so beautiful here, isn't it, George? And he goes, yeah, like a New York soundstage. Just...
No, that's not what he said.
What did he say?
He said, oh, yeah, it's very nice, you know, for a soundstage in Queens. That's what he said.
Totally improvised, by the way. No way that's in the script,
yeah,
right?
No.
He just said that, and they're like, yeah, leave it in. That's pretty funny.
So,
and you see Bill just has this look on his face like, you did not just say that.
Yeah. So then it goes back, Bill singing the song about how Santa wants some pussy.
That's pretty much it.
That's the song. And we see what is probably the greatest George Clooney moment in the history of forever.
Certainly since Ocean's 11.
Yes. What does he even say?
Santa wants some loving, right?
Oh, yeah. So it gets to the chorus, and George Clooney just pops out from behind a fucking tree and goes, some loving, and then tucks back behind, and then comes out again, does it again, and tucks away, and then waits for the next fucking chorus.
And the best part is, though, there's no cut between him coming out, going back, and then coming out, like, literally a second later. Like, he didn't even need to go back behind the tree to pop out.
No,
again.
Yeah, he just did. And I love that because, to me...
All right, I think now we figured out that's our ending song.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We've settled.
Got that settled.
We've settled.
But I just love the fact that, oh, yeah, we're going to have one of the most handsome men ever.
Mm.
Throw him behind a tree. Have him looking in the
background.
That's
right. Yes, yes. Have him be a troll under a bridge during this musical number. Like, absolutely.
You know who does that?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you who. Sophia fucking Coppola.
Yeah, that's right. Damn right. Damn right she does. And meanwhile, let's not forget, Bill Murray has this incredibly seductive performance during this.
Oh my god,
with
yeah.
his cape and he's dancing with the ladies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was like the closer, right? That was like one of the last songs they did, right? Before he woke up, and then he did that one.
No, it went from that to Winter Wonderland, and then it. And then
oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Sorry. Yeah.
Because then he commented on how Sophia Coppola used the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. She's okay. This renowned director, from what I was told.
She is. Around, I think she's got some Oscars.
She
just. Yeah. Just a couple, you know, major awards collecting dust.
Yeah, shelf. Yeah. Yeah, paperweights.
Her father did The Godfather, Nick.
With her godfather. Anyways.
Pacino. You think so? It's Pacino. Definitely.
Marlon Brando.
I think there's no... Oh. Sophia.
It doesn't work without the cotton.
You gotta do a movie. This is my Brando impression. You gotta do a movie, a Christmas special with Bill Murray. It's gonna be called A Very Merry Christmas.
You know, I never realized Marlon Brando sounded like that.
Michael. Michael.
Anyways, this renowned director uses a snowflake frame that looks like it was from fucking iMovie.
Yeah, it probably was.
Yeah.
It probably was. It
probably was.
I thought that was funny.
Yes. Yeah. And then it ends. And it
just kind of ends.
Yeah, and he wakes up, and it's Christmas time, and he gets up, and he's...
Zach,
oh, this is the best line! Yeah, we forgot this line! Zach loves this line!
Okay, so cool. Wait, I'll play the role of the other guy.
No, I want to be the other guy.
You'll be Bill Murray.
You'll be Bill Murray.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Bill Murray wakes up and he says,
"Is it Christmas?"
And his security guard, whatever, goes, "All day." And I love that line. I love it.
You can really use that for
you
any
can't
day of the
for
week
anything.
Now. Yeah. Is it Wednesday today? All day.
All day.
That's right.
But it's funny.
Last I heard,
because I'm pretty sure I've heard it before from like my grandfather.
Like,
it's a dad joke. It's a granddad joke, but I'm gonna start using it.
Bill Murray probably invented it. Like, you know, like that's another folklore of him. He created
the invented
the all
day joke.
Yeah, that's definitely what it is. I don't know if that's true or not. They'll never believe you. Yeah, guys, this is a masterpiece. This is great. I'm gonna watch this 5 more times.
Of course.
I'm gonna show it to everyone I know. And everybody listening, if you haven't seen this, I mean, we kind of spoiled the whole thing, but there's not really spoilers.
But it's
in this.
Yeah, there's no spoiler.
You know, guys, we're approaching the 12th day of Christmas pretty soon.
I did the math out. You know, there's 364 fucking gifts in the 12 days of Christmas.
One for every day of the year except for Christmas.
Yeah, I guess that would make sense. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of gifts. One,
yeah,
almost one for every day of the year.
Yeah,
except for Christmas.
I don't
time.
Like anybody that much.
And why? Is like half of them fucking birds.
And a lot of them are people.
Yeah.
You're just giving away people and
by
birds.
By day 12, there's, let's see, 10, 11, 12. There's 30 Lords of Leaping.
Man, they are focused.
Well organized. Well organized.
Yeah, they have discipline. Oh my god, 9 ladies dancing. Jesus.
I wouldn't.
That's 36 ladies dancing.
Wow.
You know, I'm okay.
It's pretty incredible.
I'm okay without that. You know what I mean? I don't need that many ladies dancing.
That's 40 maids a milking.
What are they milking?
That I need more of.
What are they milking? Can someone tell me?
I don't know, but
I like to believe themselves, but
they better keep at it. That's all.
I
don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
And
I have nipples, Fonk. Can you milk me?
Classic.
Jesus. This is great. This is wonderful. If you haven't watched it, watch it right now. Go on Netflix. Bill Murray does not have a Netflix account, so he won't be able to watch it, unfortunately. Yes. But
I don't think he would anyways.
Don't be a Bill Murray and watch this thing today.
Don't be a Bill Murray.
Because you'll never be Bill Murray, so don't aspire to be. Guys, have a very Merry Christmas.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
And we'll be back next week with more shenanigans.
And happy holidays.
Fuck you. Merry Christmas, bro. We say America. We speak English.
No, we speak American.
We speak American.
Bill American.
No Merry Christmas on the Starbucks cup.
Why did I do that?
Let's boycott Starbucks.
Why did I lead him to that, Nick? Because you fail at everything. No.
That's not true.
I know it's not.
You've all been naughty, you guys.
Or nice.
I don't know. I'll check twice.
More Christmas fun coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Now mama's in the kitchen cooking. The children all fast asleep. It's time for Santa Claus to make his midnight creep.
Cause Santa Claus wants some love and Santa Claus wants some love and
yeah, I know there's something real pretty underneath the Christmas tree. But I ain't had no loving all week. It's beginning to worry me because old bicycle. I can't seem to find my prize. I'm halfway watching mama for that sleepy look in her eyes.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Break it down for me, will you, Paul? Now, holy moly. Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. What size shoe is that anyway? Is that a 7.5, 8? Or is that an 8.5, 9? Yeah. Oh, you're awful fine, but I don't think you're mine. You know, there's no place like home for the holidays, and I think I'd like you to take me home, or vice versa. I don't want no turkey. I don't care if I get any cake. I just want you to come back here, Mama, before the children wake. Crazy, Mama.
Santa Claus wants some love and yow.
Now Christmas is for the children and I want them to be real pleased. Right now, Mama, it's Christmas Eve. Come make you happy, happy, pretty, please.
Santa Claus wants some love and Santa Claus wants some love and
I am the king of Christmas.